Amazon, which began its journey 30 years ago, has grown into an enormous entity that is often referred to as the Everything Company. This transformation is evident in its vast operations, such as the massive fulfillment center located in Dartford, near London. With millions of items in stock and hundreds of thousands sold daily, Amazon boasts an impressive efficiency, claiming that it can process an order within 2 hours. However, this is just a glimpse of the company's extensive reach, which includes streaming services like Amazon Prime Video, smart home devices such as Alexa and Ring, and a significant presence in cloud computing through Amazon Web Services. The evolution of Amazon, founded by Jeff Bezos in 1994, has been marked by rapid growth and continuous innovation. Despite facing criticism regarding working conditions and tax practices, the company has managed to maintain its dominance in various sectors. As Amazon enters its fourth decade, a pressing question arises: what strategies will it employ to sustain its growth? Analysts like Sucharita Kodali ponder the challenges of maintaining double-digit growth when revenues have already reached $500 billion. One potential avenue is leveraging the vast shopping data from Prime members to enhance advertising on its streaming platform, which is increasingly reliant on commercial revenue. However, the integration of Amazon's diverse business segments presents its own challenges. For instance, the potential synergies between its satellite division, Kuiper, and its grocery chain, Whole Foods, remain unclear. To navigate this complexity, experts suggest that Amazon should continue exploring new business ventures, even if some fail. Recent decisions, such as the discontinuation of a robot line after just 9 months, exemplify the company's willingness to experiment. Yet, as Amazon expands, it must also contend with growing regulatory scrutiny regarding data usage, environmental impact, and its overall size. The sheer scale of Amazon poses logistical challenges, particularly in urban areas where infrastructure struggles to accommodate increased deliveries. Juozas Kazakinas, founder of Marketplace Pulse, highlights the importance of emerging markets like India, Mexico, and Brazil for Amazon's future growth. However, he emphasizes that entering these markets requires not only participation but also the development of the necessary infrastructure to support e-commerce. This presents a unique challenge for Amazon as it seeks to expand its global footprint. Finally, competition from Chinese retailers like Temu and Shein is another critical factor that Amazon must address. Amanda Mull notes that these companies have successfully attracted consumers by offering lower prices, especially during economic downturns when cost-conscious shopping becomes paramount. While Kazakinas believes that these new entrants will remain niche players, he acknowledges that any significant challenge to Amazon's dominance will likely require a radical shift in consumer behavior or technological innovation, possibly in the realm of artificial intelligence. As Amazon reflects on its past and looks to the future, it must remain vigilant and adaptable in an ever-evolving marketplace.